Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. That's what you've chosen to listen to. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help. Spread us digitally because we have had war declared on us. And I'm talking about not just the American middle class, but humanity. The globalists are making their move. And on the Noble Gold Hotline in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Sarah Westall. And we're going to be comparing notes, but I want to call attention to an article that I wrote yesterday that's on thecommonsenseshow.com, and I interviewed an old friend from very long ago who is a well-established medical researcher slash doctor, and he lays to rest the fact that the conspiracy theories, at least in part, for part of the vaccine batches, is contaminated with effects that will produce AIDS-like symptoms in the person and destroy their immune system. And Sarah has done a fair amount of looking at this as well, so we're going to compare notes. Sarah, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. And this broadcast will certainly piss off a lot of people in the establishment.
Oh, I know. I'm used to that by now, but I always enjoy being with you, Dave.
Thank you. It's great to have you. But you have looked at AIDS-like symptoms where the substance of something causes the immune system to not act properly or recognize foreign invaders properly, and eventually something deadly comes along and the host can't fight it off, and so therefore, ultimately, this vaccine could prove to be deadly from indirect means.
Well, and that's what Judy Mikovits is saying, that there's AIDS elements that have been injected into these vaccines. And she's been talking about it very openly. And if people don't know who she is by now, you should really learn about her. She worked with Anthony Fauci on the AIDS research. She was considered the premier AIDS scientist at the time because she came up with, recommendations on how to deal with AIDS. But so she knows, and she's been talking about it. So it's been out there for a while. And so what he's saying is absolutely true, or at least consistent with what she's been saying, which is, when you get the top researchers in the world saying that this is what's happening, you have to pay attention to it.
Well, you're right. And my former friend from many years ago contacted me, and he knows what I've taught. He knows courses I've developed. And he said, Dave, I'm not choosing you because we've been friends or because you've written about this. He said, you have the ability to communicate this accurately, and I don't want it over-exaggerated. So I put limitations in what I reported. He wouldn't allow me to do a recording, so I couldn't do a transcript. So I had to take notes. That's a summarization. That's a weakness in the presentation. But I can tell you, I know that I'm accurate in this. But his words were frightening. And let me just kind of lay this out because I want to see what you know about this. He told me, he said, he knows that AIDS-like effects are there in some of the vaccine batches. He said, what we don't know, he says, at least what I don't know, is it communicable through what kind of means? Bodily fluids, airborne, touching. Sarah, what have you come across with regard to the communicability of the of this vaccine side effects?
Well, now when it comes to AIDS, you know, now that we know that there's AIDS being added to a certain number of these vaccines, I would assume there's probably more ways it can transmit. But they've been studying this for over a decade on how to transmit vaccines through a host vaccinated person, or actually animal, which they were using for, you know, they always start in animals and then get it to go to humans. But there's studies out there, I've read them in detail, and how they've had like rabbits, they have a host rabbit that's vaccinated, and they've gotten 60-some percent, I don't remember the exact percentage, it was in the 60%, where the rest of the rabbits are now vaccinated because the host is vaccinated. They've been working on this for a long time. So does the vaccine have that in it or not? We don't know. People are saying they believe it does because of the effects of, like women and their menstrual cycle. It is very, very well documented that women are a large percentage of women are having issues with their menstrual cycle. The ones that are unvaccinated, when you're around somebody, you end up having issues. And I mean, I personally have had issues. My daughter, my chiropractor, all the women in the office, you know, all that kind of stuff. So there's evidence of that. You know, I don't know, because women tend to sync up. So, you know, how much of this is evidence? There's a lot of people who are reporting that when they're by vaccinated people, they're getting sick, or they'll be sick in ways they've never been sick before. And
right.
It lasts like 10 hours and holy crap,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And so there's a lot of reports coming out, and, you know, people on social media and stuff, that tells you that perhaps they did do these, you know, what they did with rabbits and ferrets and these other animals to get them to shed, and, you know, vaccinate from the host, you know, rabbit or host of whatever, you know, of whatever you're going after, humans, to vaccinate the rest of us. And so it's not a perfect science, but it works in a majority of the cases, at least in their studies. So are they doing it now in humans? It seems like they might be. And now if they have AIDS in it, you know, we know how AIDS transmits. So does that mean that this can transmit in those ways? I don't know the answer to that, but that's a scary thought.
Well, it really is a scary thought, but I'm convinced that the vaccine's tainted because of the effects people are describing. And I think that now this is not what he told me, but this is my own conclusion. We're seeing athletes affected with myocarditis way beyond the laws of chance, way beyond.
Yep.
And then we're seeing other effects in other populations. And I even came across, when I was researching things to complement what this person was telling me, I even found that there's some evidence to suggest the vaccine side effects are far higher in red states than they are in blue states.
I've heard some of that too, but you know, there's a study showing that the 100% of the deaths are coming from, what, like 5% of the batches, something like that.
Yeah.
I republished that article. So that's giving you an indication that there's certain ones that are spiked in some way and are damaged, and that they are focusing on infecting certain groups of people. But those were the ones that were damaged, were the ones that were most, you know, that were shipped out the most. So they were really concentrated. It's pretty scary, and that's probably why we're seeing certain areas have no issues and other areas have high incidence of issues. But that might just be the people who have reactions immediately versus the people who have reactions later. You know, as far as the athletes collapsing, I did an article on that. And, you know, I realized that Wikipedia has stopped publishing the soccer players that have collapsed and died while playing soccer. And they just stopped reporting on it because the numbers are so high. And I went back and looked at every year to see if it's more. And that's why they stopped reporting, because it was already 50% higher than the highest year they ever had. And that was in October. And then it's growing exponentially now, right? So they were like, well, we got to pull this. I don't know. You know, Wikipedia is not a trusted source anyways, but it's interesting that they did that.
Yeah, at the university I taught at, one of the things that students were indoctrinated with when they came into the university, here's where you get your source material from, and it's not Wikipedia. However, the thing about Wikipedia is revealing not what the content says, because you're right, we can't trust it, but it's the obfuscation of what appears to be facts taken on by Wikipedia, which means we don't care how many people die. We're going to protect the vaccine at all costs because there's money involved, there's a political agenda involved, and so Wikipedia is part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, people running it are. There, it's the people who are censoring doctors, censoring shows like ours because we're bringing a lot of truth out there. Those are behind this. Because if they cared at all and they actually listened to what we were talking about, they wouldn't be censoring us. So they're cold-hearted people, or they block us off so they just can't allow themselves to listen to anything other than their cult. Those are the people behind it. It's just that clear. And, you know, Tom Martin did a, and I'm writing up an article right now, and he's the patent, you know, the PhD in patent work and so forth. And he did, he named names. And so I have the transcript now of his presentation, and I'm going to put an article out of the names. And I'm going to have his presentation in the article as well. But a lot of people would rather read than watch something. So I'm doing the work to get those names out there. The people behind this pandemic, and of course there's more people than that, but these are the people at the you know, the tops of the different organizations that are pushing this. Because we all know now that this is one big criminal activity.
I would agree with that. Can you give us a teaser on the names?
Yeah, let me see if I can open it. I, you know, of course we got the big ones like Gates and company, but let me open my.
Let me tell you what I suspect. When I used to teach body language, so I think I'm pretty good at judging. And when I see Walensky testify before the Senate, what I see is someone who really knows what's going on. She measures her answers at key juncture. In other words, she's not some ignoramus that just doesn't know. She knows when to say, I don't know. And she tells the patented stock answers. And I can tell when she's lying because she has a habit of getting very rigid in her upper body. Very rigid.
Yeah,
and it's dramatically different. When she presents, when she's talking about, yeah, I'm the head of the CDC, blah, blah, there's no, you know, extraneous body language that's a giveaway. But when I see rigidity in her face muscles, she has the scowl, what we call micro expressions, and rigidity of her upper body with her shoulders tight, clenched jaw, leaning forward. I've broken it down and I've looked at it. This woman's lying through her teeth and she knows exactly what's going on.
Oh, of course, because her whole panel voted to not recommend the vaccine boosters, and she went against them.
Yeah.
I mean, she sat through all those presentations. That's all BS. But let me tell you some of the people on this list. There's 36, and he says the names of the people killing humanity, which, you know, sadly, it's true. But you're going to recognize a lot of them. Let me just tell you some of them that are on it. You have Al Gore, chairman and co-founder of the Generation Investment Management LLP, Bill Gates of Melinda Gates Foundation, Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank. Now, he has all this stuff coming back.
Well, who was that, Christine Lagarde? Did you say?
She's the president of the European Central Bank.
Yes, yes. I'm familiar with her, too. And
she's
a bad actor in terms of having nefarious objectives in ruling the EU.
Yes. And so now he traced all the money, traced the patents, and he traced these names to that. Let me give you some other names that you're going to... David Rubenstein. I don't know if you guys... Rubenstein. He's a co-founder and co-executive chairman of the Carlyle Group. He's the other people. The Queen, Rania Al-Abdullah of Jordan. There's like four other queens listed here from Jordan. I don't know how they all could be queens. I don't know how that works. Klaus Schwab, of course, founder and executive chairman of World Economic Forum. Larry Page of Google. Lawrence Fink, chair and chief executive officer of BlackRock.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
No, well, BlackRock is the, you know, has the capital management of what, trillions and trillions of the largest in the world.
Well, they're purposely, there's something here. This is maybe unrelated, but I think it speaks to the demise of the American middle class. It's intentional. Janet Yellen has announced that she wants to tax what she calls unrealized income, which would be in part the appreciated value of your home, which actually does nothing but cause your property taxes to go up. And that combined with BlackRock going around various communities and paying 20 to 50% above asking price, thus jacking the price of the homes up, thus causing appreciation. I've linked BlackRock and Janet Yellen together as a scheme to get Americans out of their homes in large numbers.
Yeah, BlackRock is behind so many things. It's incredible. Mark Carney, who was part of the, you know, the central bankers cabal, but he's now the United Nations Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance with United Nations. He's a big one. They have Mark Zuckerberg on here. People, I'm just kind of going through because there's a bunch of names. There's the Nestle, the Nestle chief executive officer, Mark Schneider.
Would that be the Nestle that was stealing water from Lake Michigan and sending it to China in Sprague bags?
Yeah, and then you got the Bush family who's buying up all the water as well. So they're tied somehow in there. Then you got the chairman of Bain and Company. If people remember, that's the senator that ran for president in Utah.
Romney.
Why can't I remember? Romney. Yeah, he was Bain and Company. The guy that is the chairman now is Orit Gadash. I can't pronounce his name. Let's see who else is on here that you guys would recognize. Oh, I don't like to see this. Peter Maurer. He's the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross. And that's what people need to realize, that a lot of these charities are not who people think they are, sadly. Who else you might recognize? Oh, Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist. Oh, I don't like seeing that. There's a Zhu Min. He's the chairman of the National Institute of Financial Research. So there's a lot of financial companies. There's big companies. But these are the big players. There's more that I'm not listing because people just don't. Kristalina Georgieva. She's the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. I mean, the International Monetary Fund's a big
IMF. This is the currency reset stuff coming into play. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Luis Alberto Moreno. He's a member of the Board of Trustees World Economic Forum. I mean, the World Economic Forum's all over here. The top of the central bankers, like the IMF, the European Bank, all these people are involved. BlackRock. It is what it is. Dustin Moskovitz. He's the Open Philanthropy. So a lot of these charity groups again. Here we go. Fabiola Giannotti, so she's an Italian. She's a director, I think it's a girl, maybe it's a male, Director General of the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN. So CERN is involved.
You know, I'm going to really go out on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you my view of CERN. I think it's a lot of things, but I think in part, it's about bringing in entities from other dimensions, spiritual, and I shouldn't have brought this up because I don't have time to develop it in this interview, but I've talked to Steve Quayle a lot about this and other people too, and there are inside sources that will tell you there are bizarre things going on, and before they enact a CERN event, they go through seances and occultic practices, and it's.
I've seen that. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, then.
I do see that.
And if you look at this from a Christian, if I look at this from a Christian perspective, this makes perfect sense to me. I want to change gears just for a second to bring up something that, if you don't think I'm nuts on that point, you may on this point. But it's documented. I did two podcasts on this. Bezos and Elon Musk came out at different times, and then there was a third entity, and all three were involved in the climate change conference. And a couple of days within each other after the climate change conference concluded, they came out and they said essentially this: we're going to take most of the humans off the earth. Now, I'm paraphrasing to summarize all three conclusions, but we're going to take most of the humans off the earth and distribute them through the solar system. And I read things like the moon has enough atmosphere to support 8 billion people. A trillion people can be populated through the universe. Do you know what I view this as? It's code language for we're going to commit genocide and we're going to get you used to the fact you're not going to be here.
Well, I did read something about that. I haven't looked into it deeply, but we're in just the strangest times, so I don't know what they meant by that. But I could see how you could jump to some conclusions. I don't know.
Well, it's really not. They don't leave much to the imagination. They say taking humans off planet. There'll be very few here. I believe it was Bezos was the one who said the Earth will be like a paradise Yellowstone with very few humans here.
Well, and that's what they want. That's exactly what they want to do. And I suppose whether they blast us out into outer space or just kill us, I don't know. But yeah, it's craziness. Well, Elon Musk is the one that's behind the brain, where they want to hook us and do that hive mind stuff. and with the graphene oxide. He's very serious about looking into that. And he believes that we have to do it in order to compete. I don't know what he's talking about. It's as if there's an alien race that he thinks that we need to all be a hive mind in order to survive. That's what he was saying. And it's just, so, you know, it would be interesting to be able to do an interview with him and then ask him about those things, but I doubt he would do it.
No, he's too busy.
He's out there
texting pictures of his private parts to his mistress. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I covered that a few years ago. I could not believe it. I said, well, he may be elitist, but at least he's carnal, and we can relate to that. you know, there was a show out called Colony, and in the show Colony, these aliens came, and you never encountered the aliens. That wasn't even the focus of the story. It was the martial law component of like a DHS violent on steroids martial law, high-tech martial law, and it was a struggle between humans who wanted to be free and the imposed martial law run by humans on behalf of these aliens, although, like I said, aliens were never really part of the show. But in the show, that was really interesting is if you terribly misbehaved, they sent you into outer space in something they called the factory. And from there, you would never return. And Bezos specifically said, we're going to build factories in space and send people there to work.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, maybe this is nothing, but I am a believer in predictive programming.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
And I looked at this. I'm telling you, Sarah, if you look into this, I first looked at it and I thought it was whimsical talking and just, you know, being fun. But then I started really reading what they were saying, and they were all saying the same things and in detail. Elon Musk got very elaborate when he talked about the colonization of Mars. And what's interesting, these guys come from the climate conference, and if you're going to ever put life on Mars and it's ever going to be there again, you have to introduce the greenhouse effect. Isn't that interesting? These climatologists want to introduce the greenhouse effect to Mars to bring about a livable atmosphere.
Well, and he's been wanting to do that for a while. He's been wanting to colonize Mars, and I think that's why, you know, some of the movies and things about colonizing Mars. And they also want to mine asteroids because the asteroids have a lot of minerals and things that we could... It would bring a plethora of resources for us. So there is something to that as well. But it also runs in parallel to this agenda where they want to turn the, you know, Earth into a paradise for just 500 million people.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, back to the vaccine tainted aspect of it too. Let me share with you a conclusion I came to, and I did not put it in my article that ran on my website simply because I didn't want to contaminate what my source was telling me with my opinion. But it is my considered opinion that if indeed the vaccines are designed to compromise immune system functioning, that means that COVID and the vaccines are no more than an intermediate step to the final phase of introducing something that'll wipe us out for which we have no immunity.
Well, and that's what that's what all the researchers are saying, is that and even the flu shots were doing that. It just, each time you get one, your immune system is broken down that much more. With these vaccines, that's what the big thing is. I mean, that's why I've been really pushing the Z-Stack and other nutritional elements, is because your immune system is what's being attacked, and you need to keep your immune up. And it's going to take a lot of effort to stay healthy. It's pretty much a chorus of scientists out there who have been studying this that are talking about the breakdown of the immune system. So it's not a one-off. I mean, you're right on target is what I'm saying. This is the best people out there, the top scientists, you know, Nobel Prize winning scientists, are all saying the same thing.
This is what's so concerning to me, is it's out there and it's not hard to find. This is, I want to stress that when I first got in this business and I started writing in the early 2000s and I had my first radio show in 2007, I had to really work to develop material. Like when they had the H1N1 and I found all the related things, the adjuvants, the practiced roadblocks for vaccine checkup points and all this stuff that was going on, I had to really work to get that info. Today, you know, it helps to have a source, but even without the source, I knew a lot of what he was telling me because the information's so readily available. And they're so far along. And I got to believe, too, and I wonder your opinion on this, either they have an antidote to what they're injecting in people, or they're not really taking a vaccine.
I don't know, because people are saying that, too. They're saying there's an antidote, but I haven't yet seen anything, other than a few people say it, I haven't seen anything definitive that gets me to the point where I believe there's an antidote. I more believe they're not taking it, but I guess, you know, until I see something concrete, I think it's more people theorizing that there's an antidote, because why would you put something out that you don't have a cure for?
Yeah,
because it's stupid.
Exactly. Right? Exactly right. I'm going to ask you your opinion on some multidimensional plotting against the people, but before we do that, we have to step aside for a second. We got to take care of some business. And the business is applicable, folks, to what we're talking about. You need to get outside the system as quickly as possible, as much as possible. And I'm not suggesting you become a hermit, but I'm suggesting you store the resources that you feel you're going to need, because they're going to be in short supply. And at the top of the list is food. And what I mean by food, very simply, is this, is that there is a war on food. I don't know if you saw yesterday, the latest assault on food is that tractors are not getting spare parts. They're not being manufactured outside the country and coming in as they normally do. So now there are bidding wars on tractors, and they're going for 200% over market cost. And that means less crop yield. And that goes on top of the meat packing plants, the rest of the supply chain problem, the introduction of the intent to feed us with bugs and plants and take away meat. I could go on and on, but food is under assault. And we're already seeing the shortages. This is why you need storable food. And here's the problem. Your shelf life to get storable food is limited because the dollar is no longer the petrodollar in reality. And that means we have a fiat currency that's being crushed by Biden debt. And this is intentional. And when hyperinflation hits, and we're already beginning to see the early chest pains before the heart attack, you're not going to be buying anything for prepping. Your time to get this. This is not sales tactics, folks. This is hardcore facts. Your time to prep on anything is limited, and it's limited until the economy collapses due to a failing dollar. So I'm going to really encourage you right now to go to preparewithdave.com as quickly as possible and order as much as you can afford to order. Because do you want to trust the government truck to come to your neighborhood with food? And this is the same government that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. I don't think so. So go to preparewithdave.com. Also, if we survive, if you survive, if I survive, we're going to come out the other side, and there's going to be an economy, and gold will always be a fixture of that. Precious metals will always be a fixture of that. And I advertised for Noble Gold for years until I realized I better get on board with what they're doing, which is asset protection going into any kind of economic environment. Hey, we're all going to take hits. But if you leave your money in the bank, you're going to be destroyed, just like my mom's family was when she was a little girl, and they went from riches to rags. And by the way, they're all related to the Ford family, you know, the car fame Ford family. They had money, and one day they woke up and they had nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, and my mom was raised in poverty. So when we look at this, this is going to happen to a lot of Americans if you don't take the proper steps right now. What are the proper steps? Too much to go into here, but you need to talk to them. No obligation. They won't bug you. They'll send you free material, and they're the best people to work with. I've been back 4 times. Give them a call at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges said hi. They're the best people to deal with, folks. I'm telling all my advertisers, they're easily the most professional. Well, we're talking with Sarah Westall, and if this isn't causing you to seek a place under your bed at night, I don't know what is. And this isn't fear-mongering. This is just taking existing facts that are out there, combined with sources come to us with information that really collaborates and ties together everything we know. The bottom line is, and this is where I want to go with Sarah next, it's not just food they're after. It's not just our water they're after. It's not just the vaccine and polluting our immune systems. It's a multi-dimensional assault upon humanity. And they're going to bring down the economy. They're not going to let many people survive. And the ones who do survive will be under very tight control. And everything that's happening right now from Biden and the World Economic Forum and these other think tank organizations is well orchestrated, coordinated, and by design. Sarah, do you want to comment on that insane conspiratorial statement?
It does sound like conspiracy theory, but it really has been very well documented. And I got to say that you say it's insane conspiracy theory. The problem is these people are insane.
Yes.
And so when you try to be a rational thinker, it doesn't make sense. And it, you know, why would they do that? It doesn't make sense. It only makes sense when you start to realize this is what they're implementing. And that doesn't mean they're going to win completely, because we have power too as a group. They're going to, it's going to, the thing is, how far are they going to get? They have a lot of power. They got a lot of technology. They got a lot of money. But we have a billion to one people to them, you know, maybe million to one or something. We have a lot more people. There's a lot of people who are asleep, and their BS, they believe, and that's the problem. But people can overcome. They have a small group, we have a large group. So we can overcome. We might have our own little communities that we build, but people want to be part of something that's better. So I'm just trying to give people hope. Yeah, it's going to get dark. They are going to do a certain amount of, people are going to die. Our food system is going to be messed up for a while. Our supply, global supply, our monetary system, all these things are going to be messed up for a while. So if you prepare and you're ready for it, you can make it through to the other end. And then I think it's going to be glorious, because all of us are going to make something and build something better. That's what I think. I guess I'm an eternal optimist, but it's going to get really dark for a while.
It sounds like Sarah Westall's version of Build Back Better.
Well, except there really will be a Build Back Better. They're just making it up. They're the ones screwing it up.
No, I know.
We shouldn't have to. You know, I mean, I guess it is.
You know,
make
I raised
America
this,
great again.
When the campaign was going on, I brought up the topic of Build Back Better that Biden was promoting. And I said, have you bothered to think about the implication of what he's saying? To build back something better means something first must be destroyed or severely impaired. So what are you building back better? And it's like people were just ignorant of what he was really saying. He was telling you code words, right, that we're going to destroy you, and then we're going to build the kind of society we want.
That's exactly what they're doing. But we're going to be able to build the society we want, because they'll be so exposed. I mean, because I'm fighting this. I don't want them to destroy people's lives. And we can build, if they would just stop the tyranny and the suppression, we could have a glorious future right now, because they're keeping down health care. You know, we have a tyrannical health system where the pharmaceuticals are controlling everything. So we can't move forward with all the stuff that we know and is so suppressed. Same with energy. There's so many suppressed technologies that there's, you know, and the money system, and they're sucking everything away from us. They're human trafficking, all these things. If these people were the nutbags, the cult that are running this, if they all disappeared tomorrow, we could have a glorious future, because humanity could evolve and grow and learn. But these guys, the same ones who are destroying everything so they can have their paradise on Earth, are the ones keeping us from living our full potential.
Yeah. Does the seed vault bring any new significance to you? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was just watching something last night about the seed vault with my family. I think it's really smart that they did that. Yeah, it's scary that you think that we need it. I think regardless, I'm glad they did it, because nutbags are running around in this world, and we need to have protection. If you're looking at everything, has a dark and light side, right? So depending on who's behind it, you know, well,
yeah.
But regardless, it's good that there is a seed vault.
Yeah, but I think it's for them.
I think so too, but I'm just saying it's something that's needed. It's there's a dark and a light side to it. You know, did you know that the Queen of England has a holistic doctor as her doctor, not an MD? And so when you start looking around, what they have is different than what they mandate for everybody else. And meaning holistic doctor, meaning that she's very nutrition based. She only uses a medical doctor for trauma based situations. So all these things, you know, in our country, holistic doctors are only recognized in 22 states. They won't even though these doctors have a rigorous study. I mean, it's at least as rigorous as an MD, but they mandate through our Congress that the only doctors that, you know, the American Medical Association goes through Big Pharma and the MDs, and the holistic doctors are put onto the side, almost thought as quacks. But when you look at who they, you know, the leaders of the world, who do they go to? They have holistic doctors. You know, it's the same mm-hmm. crap.
Well, they don't like holistic doctors because it's not burn it out, cut it out, or poison it and make a lot of money through Big Pharma.
Yeah, because we are here to be sucked, siphoned off of. And I know it's kind of a negative way of looking at the world, but I don't know how else you can. You have to be aware and knowledgeable of what's going on to make it better, because we have to stop being victims and stop allowing them to take advantage of us and start taking control of our own lives and our own destiny. And that's the only way we can change this, is to realize the condition that we're really in. And that's why it's hard to listen to what Dave is saying sometimes, because it's always like, oh my God, but it's true what he's telling you. It's just, I'd say you got to absorb it and understand it, but to the point so that you can take control of your own life and not be a victim anymore.
You know, the one thing I've adopted is, and I don't care about public opinion in the least, and I mean that sincerely. And it's not that I won't interact with my audience and I don't respect their viewpoints and listen to them. I do. But what I'm talking about is I made my decision a long time ago when I got into this. There were some things that I was finding that were so bizarre that I thought it questions rational intellect to believe this unless you've got some fact base for it. And because it's not covered in the mainstream media, some of what I'm going to say will be considered to be extreme. And what I did is I just adopted the view of just following the data. But let me tell you what's happened on this. Steve Quayle and I both have talked about this phenomenon. What we were writing and talking about 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago is now coming to fruition. And the reason it's coming to fruition is we just wrote about the groundwork that was being laid. We didn't have the context to fully understand it. But now that the world events are matching the context and the planning, it's pretty easy to see where it's going. I'll give you an example. Everything Obama did in his administration was to lay the work for Hillary Clinton. We're going to fundamentally transform America. And he came up with Executive Order 13603, which was government controls everything. Hello, COVID lockdowns, government controlled everything. And then, of course, you've got the NDAA, snatch you off the street without trial. Look at the treatment of the January 6th protesters and what's happening there. All the things we wrote about, and people said, oh, you're extremist. You're taking an extreme view of the government. They would never do that. And I would say now, 6, 7, 8 years later, really?
Well, people believe it now. And so they're starting to look at it and go, okay, this, they could be, maybe they're not full of crap. And the problem with people like you and me is that we tend to look way into the future. And it's kind of like telling people to buy silver. Well, we've been telling people to buy silver and gold for, you know, 8 years or 10 years. I've been buying since 2008. And you might have been doing it longer. I don't know. But the thing is, if people start to tune you out because they're not you, but general, you know, because it's like, well, when is this going to happen? Well, the problem is that we're into the future looking at what they're actually doing and telling you what they're doing. The thing is now is people are going, wait a minute, I see this now. And what you've been saying is true. And I think that's why people are flooding. Like my podcast is growing immensely. And I think it's because people are realizing, you know, what used to be conspiracy theory is now truth. And it's that that whole process is really speeding up. And because things just don't make sense anymore. And the only way you can make sense of it is if there's weird, crazy people, cult, running this place.
I know. I remember, and I got to give Mike Adams credit for this. Mike called me a couple of years ago, and I was over in California, and he was guest hosting for InfoWars. And he said, Dave, a lot of people thought you were nuts when you wrote about Chinese in Mexico, the Chi-Com soldiers, weaponizing the cartels against us. And he said, everything you were writing 7, 8, 9 years ago, he said, is now happening. So he actually, to his credit, he had me on InfoWars, and we talked about this. And I have to tell you, for everyone like Mike that's called me, I probably have had 50 phone calls like this. And like I said, that's just about following the facts, which is what you do. You follow the data and let it lead you to the conclusion that's real. And what's real is these depopulation quotes that we used to report on. Ted Turner, you know, Audubon Magazine, 1997, said that we need to reduce the population to 10% of what it is. Okay, well, he said that, okay?
He said it, yeah.
And now we're seeing how they plan to do it.
But the thing is that when you really look at the documentation, you look at the Global Economic Forum, they really laid it out, you know, in their quotes and what they're doing. They've really laid it out. The problem is they also lay out a panacea description of it. And you have to dig deep to see that, oh, well, this is really what they mean. That's not a panacea. So when they say that there won't be poverty or there won't be starvation, it's because you're going to kill everybody who's poor, you know, through this method. You want to reduce the population. So you have to really look at what they mean by this. And that's why I always say you got to be careful of charities, because charities are a front for a lot of this activity. Not all, because there's some really great charities, and some of the best charities are blighted because of these bad ones. But they have learned that if you use the charity as a front, people trust you. You have access to, and like for trafficking, child trafficking, you have access to the children that you want to have access to. You can then arrest your competitors. You know, they get rid of all their low-level competitors because it's not part of their system. And then that makes it look like they're doing something. And it's a one big scam. But they get away with stuff. It's the same thing the Democrats have done to the Black community. It's like a big charity system for them, but they use it as a front to hurt the Black people. It's the same concept.
I know.
It's unfortunate, but true.
No, you just nailed it with your description there, and it's people just don't get it. Here's what. Let me back up to the beginning of my analysis of today. Oh, if we don't take this last break, we won't. I'm sorry, Sarah. Okay. You know how they sneak up on you. But one quick break here, folks. We are rising up against the tide, and we're going to cover this right when we come out of the break. Americans are beginning to wake up in kind of an infantile way, but we are waking up. And the bottom line is the other side's not going to let it happen. They're going to enact massive false flags, Legion of Doom. Look it up on my website. And it's all coming. And they're going to shut down the cities as we go into rebellion against authority, and they'll take down all communications. And nothing is more frightening for me than if we were 25 miles south in Phoenix from where I live. I live in rural Maricopa County. But if we were 25 miles south and I had family members scattered throughout the city, and they enacted a shutdown that takes 30 minutes, and they shut down all communication, how would we rally together? How would we plan? Well, you wouldn't, unless you have a sat phone. And if the sat phone is the only reason we know right now how many people are left behind in Afghanistan and how they're also being rescued. Well, there's an analogy there, folks, and I'm telling you, I would never be without my sat phone now. People say, well, Dave, it must be too expensive. No, I don't use it to chit-chat, and it's 1/4 the cost of what I pay for a cell phone, and it can't be taken down. Well, unless you take down the satellites, but it can't be taken down, and it's the one form of communication you'll be able to stay in touch. Plus, Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, and myself have combined to produce alerts that go out on people's sat phones that buy from the satellite phone store, and we're giving you critical alerts every single day about information that you need to know. It's called the Galileo Experience. And I'm telling you, it's just as good a thing as I think that we could possibly do to stay informed and stay in communication with each other. Yes, shortwave will probably still work too, but try transporting your shortwave to another location if you're bugging out. Won't work. So satellite phones is where it's at. Give them a call and find out more. 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. 980-5830. And Sarah, I look at this events in Loudoun County, and I said this in April of this year. I said, watch out, globalists. You're making a mistake with critical race theory. The soccer moms that voted against Trump that could give a damn about politics are choosing kids over Democratic Party. And I said, this movement's going to grow. And it is. Right now, the Republican candidate for governor has a double-digit lead over the Democrat. And we look at this spreading across the nation. Yesterday, a Texas state senator converted from Democrat to Republican. Leahy is not running for re-election. A lot of these Democrats are afraid to go home to their districts. They don't want Biden to come campaign for them. There's been a real turn in this, but this is where I think we're in most danger. They're going, they being the establishment, I think they're going to massively, massively unleash false flags to such a degree that it'll paralyze this nation.
Well, I think they have something up their sleeve. They're not going to let us win, you know, because they're in a war. They want to win, so they're going to do whatever they can. They went so far as to claim that Biden, who is the least popular president in I don't know how many years, right now the polls are so low that they even have to admit that he's not popular. Their own polls now, they have to admit it. That's how bad it is. And they went forward, they stole the election, but then had the gall to tell us that he had the most votes ever for any president. So, you know, these people are, and how can somebody who has the most votes ever for any president now be in the place where he has the lowest approval rating to the point where they have to admit it? So they're not below anything. These are the people who are opening our borders. We have children who are missing, 5,000 children at once. I mean, these people are behind this whole reset. They're behind forcing us to have, you know, the vaccine mandates. I mean, these people are bad people. I mean, I don't know how else. I mean, that's what's so disconcerting here, Dave, and that's what we both know. These are bad people behind this, and they will do anything. So if you think a false flag is beyond them, it's not. I mean, if they're willing to take 5,000 children at once, what do you think? What else do you think? They're willing to mandate children from 5 to, or ask, you know, get children from 5 to 11 to get vaccinated. There was over 900,000 children, for God's sake, that got vaccinated last weekend. And they're willing to do that to humanity en masse. These people, nothing's below these guys. And I'm surprised they have any. I mean, this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a evil thing. And so they're bleeding Democrats left and right. Democrats are like, well, God, I don't know if I want to be a part of the Republican Party, because, yeah, the Republicans are pretty dirty, too. I mean, we know the rhinos, and the only reason that they are still going in Arizona with the audit is because of the rhinos that were helping them out.
Well, so we have. They're not continuing with the audit. They're talking about it. They've already concluded Biden got.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The rhinos are blocking it.
Well, they've already concluded Biden got 300 more votes. And this was, just real quickly here, just for the point of accuracy, because this is in my wheelhouse, and I'm speaking in Prescott, Arizona this Saturday on this point. They declared the audit basically to be over, and they did so without court-subpoenaed material, twice subpoenaed in an order by the Attorney General, and then an extension order by the Attorney General for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to relinquish key information and evidence. That's never been relinquished. And yet they came to the conclusion about what happened without evidence. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, they're willing to do anything.
Yeah.
It's just one big fraud. And so the problem is they've infiltrated a lot of our powerful institutions. And so people everywhere have to rise up. So, sure, Democrats they're losing Democrats left and right. They don't really want to belong to the Republican Party because they've heard bad things their whole life about the Republican Party. And a lot of it's true. You covered McCain and Bush's and everything else they did. And the point, though, is the Republican Party has that's where the resurgence of goodness is occurring. There's some people that are trying to, that's at least there's something going on. But, you know, so they're most of them are moving to independence. And the independent party, there's no party, but the people who claim to be independent is larger than any one party. People are just saying, I'm independent. I don't want to be part of any of you guys. You guys all suck, for lack of a better word. And And that is, but they can't just leave the system altogether. Well, they can leave if they want, but they need to still get involved to help humanity locally and to make sure these idiots that are in place aren't doing things that are going to hurt you locally. Because if different cities all over the place reject it, they won't have momentum. It's the momentum that allows them to win. If we reject it, you know, with sports, it's the momentum that allows them to win. If you hold them back and they never gain momentum, they can't win. And then we push back the other direction and we win. But as soon as you start, all these dominoes start falling everywhere, we're hosed. We have to stand our ground. Period.
I totally agree with what you're saying. The problem with that, though, is when I investigated the Arizona audit, and then I looked at Atlanta, and I looked at Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, I found the same patterns. And what's happened is either the communist Chinese and or George Soros have bought off prosecutors, DAs, board of supervisors, yep, of counties, mayors, governors. I have a whole litany of how Arizona's top officials are under the control of those two entities.
Well, and that's the point. Yeah. That's the point. They're completely bought off. But if the people keep pushing and keep rejecting and keep saying, what the hell? Like when Romney was on that plane and he was being harassed by the whole plane. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, Romney, we know what you're up to. We know that you're a fraud. And if people know, they like to be liked. And the one thing that they do listen to are the masses of people. That's the one thing that scares them. That's the power that we have. And we can't lose sight of the fact that we do have a source of power. Because if we just all reject en masse, they can't do anything. They can take their technology and scare the hell out of people. But if we still reject en masse, they will lose. It might take a long time, but they will lose. And it takes people internal to these organizations, one by one, blocking their cogs, screwing up what they're trying to do everywhere. You know, they might not know where it comes from. Why can't we get this to work? They just look like complete incompetent people not being able to accomplish things. That's because somebody on our side, who they don't know, mess something up in their process.
That's
their
why
system.
They have to destroy America, because we are the heart of the resistance across the planet. And they're destroying our military with the vaccine mandates. They're destroying our health care with the same thing.
Yep, trying to. Yep.
And this is, they have to bring down America. And this is what Ronald Reagan meant when he said America is the last bastion of freedom. They are deliberately trying to destroy us, and Biden is their key agent right now. And they're doing so the planet will be easy to subdue.
Yep, and because we have the heart, we have the lion's heart, the eagle's sense of freedom, if you will. That's, you know, the different symbols, to fight this at a detailed level. And it takes people all over the place, you know, at all the different areas. You do it covertly, but you mess them up. Then they don't know what hit them. They don't know why they're so incompetent. Because they can't get anything accomplished, because we're screwing things up everywhere for them. That's what they're scared of. They're scared that the masses won't follow. And that's what we have to do. And then we have to encourage everyone else around the world to stay strong and to do the same thing. And I know that they don't quite have the same mentality as us. A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. And they need to grow that mentality. And that's the only way we can win, is to be strong.
Now, there's something else that people need to grow to, and I think you know what I'm alluding to, because most people are content to sit on the fence. You know, I grew up with German refugees, my family, that left under Hitler. And at first, everybody thought he was just a boring idiot, and he would pass. And that as soon as the economy stabilized, they would replace him with someone more reasonable. And I believe that's what a lot of Americans think today about the Biden administration. They sit on the fence because they're thinking this is a passing fad, and it's not. It's the mechanism of our destruction.
Yeah, it's not a passing fad. And there is courage to stay in an organization that's corrupt if you can be that cog. If
Amen.
You can be, that's the courage we need. Yes.
You're right about
you
that.
You be that.
Sarah, we're almost out of time, and I won't do the audience due diligence if I don't tell them how to follow you.
Go to my website, sarahwestell.com. I've been writing a lot more articles. I even publish Dave's articles when I can. But the most important thing is to get on my newsletter, because that's how you stay up to date on everything that I'm doing. And you can find out how to, you know, follow me on other platforms and stuff. But my newsletter is the most important, so that you can stay in contact with my shows and my articles. And I have Dave on, and we interview each other, you know, once every couple weeks or something. But I'm telling you, stay strong, stay committed to this fight. Do whatever you can to be a cog messing up their situation.
No, you're exactly right. We have to stay strong, and we have to depend on each other, and we have to clean up our local politics. Sarah, we're flat out of time. Excellent job. Thank you for your website and all that you do at sarahwestall.com, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you back here next time.